Today's daf is Gittin daf Yud Beis, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the 2 dots, She'em Yirtza, Shaloi Lozon, V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas, Nachum ben Amram. So, the Mishnah on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis brought a machloikis between Remeir and the Chachamim regarding a man that made a shliach lahilacha to be meshacher his eved. And now he wants to be chayzer. He has seller's remorse. Can he or can he not? Remeir said, if he wants to be chayzer, he can be chayzer. The Chachamim say that if he wants to be chayzer, he cannot be chayzer. Now the Mishnah said that if a man would make a shliach lahilacha to divorce his wife and he wanted to be chayzer, everybody would agree that he could be chayzer. The Chachamim who hold that you can't be chayzer, it's dafka regarding a get shichur, but as it relates to a get isha, there enochinami, he would be able to be chayzer. Remeir holds there's no difference between a get isha and a get shichur, and either one, if he wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. The Chachamim who are mechalik between get isha and get shichur explain that the difference is that for a man to divorce his wife, from the woman's perspective, it's considered a bad thing. It's considered a chayv. For a man to be meshacher his eved, from the eved's perspective, it's considered a good thing. It's considered a schos. Talach is zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, ve'ein chavin lo'y ela b'fanav. What's the lamdus? The lamdus is that if a man makes a shliach to divorce his wife, being that gerishin is considered a chayv for his wife, we look at the shliach as being a shliach lahilacha of the husband. If he's a shliach lahilacha of the husband, if the husband wants at any point to be mevatel b'shlichus, it's something he's allowed to do. If Adoin, however, makes a shliach to be meshacher as eved, we look at the shliach as being a shliach of the eved. We look at him not as a shliach lahilacha, but rather as a shliach likabal. Now you're going to say, how could he be a shliach of the eved? The ever never made him into a shliach. The teretz is zochin la'adam shalai b'fanav, the lumdus of yesterday's daf. But the point is that being that we look at him as a shliach l'kabbalah, the minute the adam gives the get shichur over to his shliach, he really gave it to the shliach of the eved. At that point, the shichur was chal. If the shichur is chal, it's too late. You can't be chayzer anymore. And it's for that reason, say the chachamim, that as it relates to a man making a shliach lahilacha to divorce his wife, which is a chayv, ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. So we look at the shliach as being a shliach of the husband. If he wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. However, as it relates to a man making a shliach lahilacha to be meshacher his eved, being that zachon la'adam shalai b'fanav, we look at the shliach as being a shliach of the eved. He's a shliach l'kabbalah, not a shliach l'hilacha. As soon as he gives the get shichur to the eved, at that point the shichur is chal. If the shichur is chal, you can't be chayzer. And it's for that reason the chachamim say that you could be chayzer b'gitei nashim, but you can't be chayzer b'shichruri avadim. Remeir's chayzer. And Remeir said that just like the husband could be chayzer when he makes the shliach l'hilacha, so too the adon can be chayzer when he makes the shliach l'hilacha. What's pshat in Remeir? Pshat in Remeir is, he holds that just like it's a chayv for a woman to be divorced, it's also a chayv for an eved to become the shochar. So in other words, the core of the machloikis between Remeir and the Chachamim and the Mishnah is, how do you view shochar? Do you view it as a schos or do you view it as a chayv? The Chachamim viewed it as a schos, thus it works with the gdarim of zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. Remeir viewed it as a chayv, thus it works with the gdarim of ein chavin loy ela b'fanav. Now the Mishnah mentioned briefly a shakla b'tarya that Remeir and the Chachamim had. So they debated this point. Should we view shichur as being a schos, or should we view shichur as being a chayv? The Gemara, and we'll see this in tomorrow's daf, is going to bring a brisa, which will mention the extended version of this exchange between Remeir and the Chachamim. But for now, as it relates to today's daf, what we need is the first part of the Mishnah's version of this exchange between Remeir and the Chacham. Now, the truth is, if you would ask a man on the street, is it a good thing for an eved to be freed, or is it a bad thing for an eved to be freed? From the standpoint, not of the master, but of the eved. he would tell you, of course it's a good thing. How could it possibly be a bad thing? Which is the sheet of the Chachamim, stating that Rameir was chaylik. Rameir said, I disagree. I think it's a bad thing for an Eved Knani to become Mishukher. And even the Chachamim, who disagreed with Rav Meir, but they engaged Rav Meir in a very nuanced conversation. As if to say, although Balabatish Geret, we would think for sure Shechrur is a good thing. How could it not be? Who would rather be a slave than be a free man? Stating that, it's not Pashat at all. What's the Makar? The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph on the base, and the entire Daf Yud Beis going all the way to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Abad Aleph. Either way, we're not going to discuss today the nuances of that exchange. That's going to be the beginning of tomorrow's Daf. What we need today is just the Chachamim's initial tie to Rav Meir, and that is, the Chachamim told Rav Meir that it's Pashat to me that Shichrur is a good thing, whereas Gerushin is a bad thing. And I'll tell you why. Because a man has an obligation to support his wife. However, a man does not have an obligation to support his Eved. Meaning, the reason Gerushin is inherently a bad thing is because a woman, as long as she's married, she has somebody to fend for her. She has somebody to take care of her. As a result, if she's going to be divorced now, suddenly there's no chiyuv sheh, there's no chiyuv ksus, there's no chiyuv ayna. She's out fighting for herself in a very, very dangerous world. Thus, it's considered a bad thing by virtue of the fact that she's no longer being supported. As long as she was married, the husband had an obligation to support her. Now that they're divorced, there's no man in the world that has an obligation anymore to support her. Thus, gerushin is inherently a bad thing, as opposed to an Eved, said the Chachamim, a master does not have an obligation to support his Eved. And being that he doesn't have an obligation to support his Eved, so what are you going to say? That maybe Shichrur is a bad thing, because as long as he was an Eved, he had a master that was taking care of him. But now that he was freed, he's out there on himself. He doesn't have anyone taking care of him. It's not true. If an Adai wants to not support his Eved, he has the right to not support his Eved. So the Yisoyed HaChilik between Gerushin and Shichrur, from the standpoint of the Chachamim, the reason we view Gerushin as a Choyv and we view Shichrur as a Schos, it's related to the fact that a husband has an obligation to support his wife, but an Adin doesn't have an obligation to support his Eved. Being that a husband has an obligation to support his wife, so the woman's going to lose her mezainis when she gets divorced, that's why we look at it as being a bad thing. But being that the Adin does not have an obligation to support his Eved, so therefore you can't tell me that let's view Shichrur as a bad thing because he's going to lose his support. He's not going to lose his support. So being that that's not a cheshbon, it certainly makes more sense that a person should want to be free than he should want to be an Eved, and that's why we view Shichrur as being a good thing. So the point is that really when you drill down to the Nakuda of the Chachamim's Taina, and again, we'll see more about this tomorrow, but what we need for now is that a husband has a chiyuv to support his wife, therefore Gerushin is viewed as a chayv, whereas an Adin does not have an obligation to support his Eved, and that's why Shichrur is viewed as a schos. Zok the Gemara, 8 lines from the top of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. She'im yirtze shaloi lozim v'chul. Mishnah said that if a man wants to not support his Eved, it's something that he has a right to do, and as a result, we view Shichrur as being a schos. Zok the Gemara, shamet mina l'churo, we should be able to prove from our Mishnah that yachal arav lo'im l'Eved, that a master can tell his Eved, I say, Imi, I want you to work for me, but I'm not going to support you. Where do you see it in the Mishnah? It sounds like that's exactly the point of the Mishnah. A husband has an obligation to support his wife. An Adin does not have an obligation to support his Eved. Obviously, an Eved has to work for his Adin. That doesn't sound like it's negotiable. So the Eved for sure has to work for his Adin. The Adin does not have to support his Eved. Zok the Gemara, Shama Mina, L'chura, could we prove from our Mishnah that the Rav can tell his Eved, Asei Imi, I want you to work for me, the Indi Zoncho, and I'm not going to support you? Zok the Gemara, it's not Muchach. Even though it certainly sounds like it's Muchach that way from the Mishnah, but we could be Madchak in the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about the Amalei where the Adon told his Eved, say Masa Yodecha Lemzoin Oisecha. Meaning, Adon that's taking work from his Eved has to support his Eved. What then does the Mishnah mean when it says that the Adon doesn't have to support his Eved? What it means is if he tells his Eved that you work for yourself and I'm not going to support you, so that's something that he would be allowed to do. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, the Kavasa Gabi Isha, the Mishnah which compared and contrast what the Adin can tell his Eved and what the husband can tell his wife, if when the Mishnah said that the Adin can tell his Eved that I don't want to support you, but it means dafka, where he's going to allow the Eved to support himself, that means essentially what you're telling me is that a woman is supported by her husband, and the husband doesn't even have a right to tell the woman, you know what, you're working, you're earning a living, why don't you keep your paycheck, and I'm not going to support you. But we know that's not true. So you're going to tell me that when the Mishnah says that when it comes to an Isha, the husband has to support her, it means even if he tells her, keep your Maisi Adayach, that's not okay, he has to physically support her. Isha my lie, why can't you do that? Meaning, the assumption is that for sure a husband, although he has an obligation to support his wife, but if he tells his wife, keep your ma'isi adayim, instead of me supporting you, it's something that he should be allowed to do. So the Gemara says, Isha b'dalai safka. No, it's say that when the Mishnah says that a husband for sure has to support his wife, it means even if he said, tzi ma'isi adayich b'mezoyne sayich, if that's the case, why does he have to support her? Hacha b'maya skinon, where the woman's income wasn't enough for her to be able to support herself. I mean that the income is not enough for her to be able to support herself, so it's for that reason, if he would say, tzi ma'isi adayich b'mezoyne sayich, it wouldn't be okay. Enochinami, if her income is enough to support herself, he would be able to say, tzi ma'isi adayich b'mezoyne sayich. But hacha b'maya skinon, where her income is not enough, and therefore he's not allowed to do it. So the Gemara goes back and forth. If that's the case, Evan Nami Bidaloy Safik. So obviously, the case of the Evid, meaning just to be consistent, has to be talking about where he told his Evid, Tzi Maisi Odayech B'mezayin Osayech, but the Evid doesn't make enough income for him to take care of himself, and you're telling me that the Adon has a right to do that. So if the Adon has a right to do that, so again, you see that Yochel Rav Loima Le'eved Asei Imi Ve'in Izancha. You see, he can tell him clearly that I'm not going to support you because he's basically telling him that I want you to go work even though you're not going to be able to take care of yourself and the Adon is not going to have an obligation to take care of the Eved. So what should be the difference? The difference is Avdo Dinohim Kresid Loishavian. An Eved that's not able to earn enough money for him to fill himself up, meaning he doesn't make enough money for him to take care of himself. Lamaru Lamarse Lamai Mitbi. What is he worth to his master? Lamarse, that's his female master. But the point is, an Eved like that has no Shavius, and because he has no Shavius, so if the Adon would want to now go and the Adon would say, "Tzi ma'isi adayich b'mzayin esayich," that would be something that he would be allowed to do. So the point is, it sounded like from the Mishnah, and that was the Gemara's initial reaction in today's daf, that a Rav could tell his Eved Asei imi ve'ini zoncha. A husband has an obligation unequivocally to support his wife, but an Adin does not have an obligation to support his Eved. He can take all the income, but at the same time, if he doesn't want to support his Eved, he doesn't have a right to do that. Sounded like that was the whole point of the Mishnah. That's why Gerishin is a Chayiv, whereas Shechur is for sure going to be a Schos. But the Gemara was doichet. The Gemara said that la'olam it could be an Adin can't say, I say imi ve'in izancha. The Mishnah is talking about where he told him, tzi ma'isi yodayich b'mzayin esayich. If he told him, tzi ma'isi yodayich b'mzayin esayich, then l'chayri could have done that with the Isha as well. No, it's talking about where he said, tzi ma'isi yodayich b'mzayin esayich. But b'daloy safka, where the woman doesn't have enough money for her to take care of herself, the Eved doesn't have enough money to take care of himself, meaning the ma'isi adayim is not going to be enough to support himself. As it relates to an Isha, the husband's still going to have a chiyuv to support his wife. As it relates to an Eved, the master's not going to have an obligation to support his Eved. So if the master's taking the ma'isi adayim of the Eved, so then he has an obligation to support the Eved. However, the master does have the option not to take the ma'isi adayim of the Eved. That's a right that he has. And if he decides not to take the ma'isi adayim of the Eved, in that instance, he won't have to support him. So again, the point of the Mishnah is that Gerishin is always a chayv because a husband always has an obligation to support his wife, as opposed to Shichur is a schus because the master does not have an obligation to support his Eved. Does that mean that the master could just take all the Eved's ma'isi adayim and not support him? The Gemara thought so. The Gemara thought, Shami, mino yochel rav loy melevet asei imbi ve'inu izamcha. But the Gemara was chayzer from that. The Gemara said that really there's no hechrik that that's the case. When then is it nageya that the Adon does not have an a responsibility to support his Eved? It's nageya where he told the Eved, keep your ma'isi adayim. Now, in that case, the Eved is anyways being supported. No, but in a case where the Eved doesn't have enough ma'isi adayim to support himself, If the Adin says, I don't want your measly Maisi Yadayim, you keep it and I'm not supporting you, that would be something that he would have a right to do as it relates to Anisha Nat. So it comes out the Chiv that a husband has towards his wife is more in Hilchas Mezoinis than an Adin has towards his Evan, and that's where it's Negeya, that we look at Gerishin as being a Chayv and we look at Shechar as being a Schos. Now Rashi just speaks out, but what's the reason? Why is it that a husband always has a responsibility to support his wife, and even though he could say, but if she doesn't earn enough money, he's going to have to make up the difference, as opposed to an Eved, where the Adin does not have a responsibility to support his Eved. Now, granted, if he takes his Ma'isi Yadayim, he does. But if he chooses not to take the Ma'isi Yadayim, and the Eved's Ma'isi Yadayim is not enough to take care of himself, he doesn't have to make up the difference. The side of the difference is very simple. And that is because a husband, when he gets married, there's Tanoi Yiksuba, and one of the Tanoi Yiksuba is, Va'atehe Yosfa Bebesi U'mitazna Menechsi. Chalikis in the Gemara, whether the chiyah for a husband to support his wife is a chiyah deirais, a chiyah derabanan, sher ksos v'ayna, is it a real drasha, is it an asmach d'balmo, ksubis taf mem zayin amid beis, this is a big sugya. But the bottom line is, a husband for sure, whether mid deirais or whether mid derabanan, has an obligation, he's mechayiv himself when he gets married to support his wife, as opposed to an Adin does not have any responsibility be'etzem to take care of his Eved. The Eved-Adin relationship doesn't require the Adin to support his Eved. Now, if you're taking his Ma'isi Yadayim, good, so that's a Shaila. Yochel Rav Loimel Eved Asay Imi Ve'ein Yizoncha O'ein Yochel. And even on the Tzad, that he can't say that, but at the same time, he doesn't have any Chiv be'etzem to support him. L'may Nafgimino, if he says, I'm not going to take the Ma'isi Yadayim, and the Ma'isi Yadayim that the Eved's going to keep for himself is not enough for him to support himself, in that instance, and that's the Akimt and the Mishnah, the halacha would be that the Adin does not have a chiyuv to take care of his Eved. Either way, the Gemara tried proving from our Mishnah, and at first glance, it sounded like a good proof that an Adin can make his Eved work for him, but at the same time not take care of his Eved, which is the halacha of Yochel Rav Loimel Eved Asay Imi Ve'Eino Zancha. But the Gemara was daichet. So the Gemara now is going to digress, and this is going to be the topic of the entire daf. Mitchila v'atzayif. This shaila. Yochel Rav loymer le'eved asei imi ve'enoi zoncha, or ein yochel Rav loymer le'eved asei imi ve'enoi zoncha. Again, why are we even talking about this? In Masechtas Gittin, aren't we in the middle of the sugya b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam? We are. This is a little bit of a digression, and the reason we're talking about it is because we thought we had a raya from our Mishnah to the shaila. Turns out we don't, but at the same time, once we're on this topic of whether an Adin can say, I say, imi ve'enei zoncha, so the Gemara is going to try to bring some tashmas from different places. Talk to the Gemara tashma. I'll bring you a right from a braisa, Eved Shagolo, an Eved. And by the way, throughout the daf, whenever we see the word Eved, we're referring to an Eved Kanani, not an Eved Ivri, we're referring to an Eved Kanani. So an Eved Kanani that killed somebody, b'shoiki. The halach is, he goes to Golos just like every year does. Now, when he goes to the Ir Miklot, ein Rabbi Chayv Lazaynoi, his Adin does not have a Chiv to support him. Not just that, Elo Shemayis Yodav L'Rabbi, he gets to keep his Maisi Yadayim. So an Eved Kanani just went to Golos. The Adin does not have an obligation to support him. He doesn't have to send him checks every week, every 2 weeks to make sure he has his mezainas. But at the same time, if this Eved gets a job in the Ir Miklot, he's going to have to send his check back to the Adin. Zok the Gemara, Shema Mina. This is pretty straightforward. Yochel Rav, Loimer LeEved, Asay Imi Ve'enei Zancha. Don't you see from this braisa that it's a one-way street? Meaning the Adin has a schus in the Ma'isi Yadayim, but at the same time, he doesn't have an obligation to support him. Zok the Gemara, I'll tell you, the same Akimta, the braisa that says that the Adin gets to keep the Ma'isi Yadayim, it's talking about the Amalei, where he told him, Tzi Ma'isi Yadayichem Zayin Esayich. Where he told him, Tzi Ma'isi Yadayichem Zayin Esayich, you keep your Ma'isi Yadayim, and instead of that, I'm not going to give you Mezaynus. Meaning, the reason the Adin in this Brisa doesn't have to support him is because he told him, Tzi Ma'isi Yadayichem Zayin Esayich. Zok the Gemara, you can't even read it. Ihach, if that's the case, Ma'isi Yadav Ma'ilu Rabbi, then that's not what the Brisa said. The Brisa says, you don't have to support, and you get to keep the Ma'isi Yadayim. Zok the Gemara, isn't that a Raya Seimi that in his Zoncha works? No. It's talking about where he told him, keep your Ma'isi Yadayim, that's why he doesn't have to support him. Well, if he told him, keep your Ma'isi Yadayim, the wise The other getting the Ma'aseh Yadayim, right, doesn't even read. So the Gemara says, La'adafa. When the Braisa says that the Odin gets to keep the Ma'aseh Yadayim, it means any extra Ma'aseh Yadayim. So for example, let's say the amount of money that this Eved would need to live on is $100 a week. He has a job, he's making $200 a week. So tzi Ma'aseh Yadayich b'mzayinu sayich. So the first $100 the Eved's going to keep, and that's why the Odin is not going to be chayv mezoinus. When the Braisa said that the Odin keeps the mezoinus, it's not the full $200, it's the extra $100. The extra $100 he keeps, why? Because at the end of the day, this person's my Eved. So if he's my Eved, Mashakon Eved Kana Rabbi, so naturally it's something that I'm going to be able to take. So again, he doesn't have to support him. He keeps his Ma'aseh Yadayim. It sounds like it's a one-way street. I say, Imi Ve'enu Zancha works. Teretz says no. He doesn't have to support him because the Eved's keeping his Ma'aseh Yadayim. What then does the price mean when it says the Adon keeps the Ma'aseh Yadayim? It means the extra Ma'aseh Yadayim. But the Gemara says, Hadaf Pshita, that's so obvious. Meaning I even need a price to tell me that the Adon gets to keep the hadafa of the Ma'aseh Yadayim. That is not even a shayla. He's an Eved. So if he's an Eved, of course, the Adon gets to keep the Ma'aseh Yadayim. Meaning, Bishloima, if the sugya of whether he keeps the Ma'aseh Yadayim, not keeps the Ma'aseh Yadayim, is the Ma'aseh Yadayim that corresponds to the Mezoinus. So then the price is saying, Achidish. What's the price is saying? Yochel Rab Loim Eleved. I say, Imi Vein Ezoncha. I don't have to support you. I get your Ma'aseh Yadayim. But if the Ma'aseh Yadayim that the price is referring to is the hadafa, it's so obvious that the Adon gets the hadafa. So the Gemara says, no, Ma'udatim, I would have thought, being that we're going now, that the Adon can't say, but at the same time, the Adon does have a right in the event that the Eved doesn't make enough money to tell the Eved, even though it's going to come at the expense of him not having enough money to support himself. So I would have thought that being that if his Ma'aseh Yadayim would not be enough to take care of himself, maybe if he makes extra money, he should be able to keep it. And Rashi says that the reason is, maybe the Eved should be able to keep the Hadafa because of a day that, a rainy day, right? Where maybe he's not going to have enough income for himself. It's like, this will be able to take care of himself. Kamashwan, that's the Chiddush. Meaning, you want to know what the Chiddush is, that the Hadafa goes to the Adon. The Chiddush is, you would have thought that being that if the Eved does not make enough money to support himself, the Adon could say, so maybe we allow this Eved to start putting together a slush fund so that in case one day he has a little bit of an issue, he's going to have a little bit of money. Kamashwan, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa, that the Hadafa goes to the Adon. So the Braisa is talking about the Hadafa going to the Adon. What's the Chiddush? The Hadafa goes to the Adon. It's a little bit of a Chiddush. You would have thought that maybe he has a right to put some money away. Zakti Gemara. Another question, why was this halacha said in the context of an Ari Miklot? Right, it's a good kasha. Meaning, at the end of the day, what's the Braisa saying? The Braisa is saying that the hadafa of the Eved goes to the Adon. Why would you have thought? Not, maybe he has a right to put it away for a day that he might need it. Okay, so what does that have to do with an Eved that's in an Ari Miklot? Stamp. It's a very important halacha to know in Hilchos Avodim. Why are you telling to me in the context of an Ari Miklot? So the Gemara says, Solkadai Techamino, there's a Chiddush. I would have thought, V'chai, it says, V'lonu Shomer Reitzeach, Asher Yirtzach Es Re'eo Bavlidas, V'loi Soinu Loi Mitmal Shilshoin, V'nos Elachas Min Ahorim Ho'el V'choi. And the Torah says that the purpose of the Reitzeach B'shoigik running to their miklat is v'choy, that he should be able to live the good life. And Chazal actually learned a lot of halachas from this word v'choy. So you would have thought, maybe when he's in the ir miklat, we have to actually do more for him than ordinarily we would have to. The v'choy is mechayiv in Hilchas Avadim, that maybe the Avadim actually gets chusim that ordinarily wouldn't have. Kamashwan, that's the Chiddush, that even if he's in the Ir Miklot, still the Hadafa is going to go to the Bailam. So again, the Braisa said that ever that goes to Ir Miklot, the husband, the Adon, doesn't have to support him, but he gets to keep the Ma'aseh Yadayim. So the Gemara, oh, this is a raya. Yochel Rav, loy melevet asei imi vein ezon. The Gemara says, no. Avada, if he's not supporting him, the Eved's going to keep the Ma'aseh Yadayim. What does it mean in the Braisa when it says that the Adon gets the Ma'aseh Yadayim? It means the Hadafa. What's the Chiddush that he gets the Hadafa? Number one, there's a Chiddush. You would have thought that maybe he's allowed to keep and put away money for a rainy day. Additionally, we're talking about an Ir Miklot. And an Ir Miklot, v'choy, you would have thought, avadai midit, that's the Chiddush, that's not the halacha. But the Gemara says, I have a problem with this whole shtickle tire. So again, we made a shtickle Torah. We said that we're talking about the Hadafa. But the Gemara says, Amid Tani Sefer, this Bryce has a Sefer. The Sefer says, Avad Isha Shagal Salari Miklod, a woman, married woman that went to the Miklod, by Lechayiv Mazanisel, the husband is Chayiv to support her. Now, Mechlal, if the Bryce says that the husband's obligated to support his wife, has to be, Gloria Amala, that he didn't say Tzi Maisiya Daich Bim Zayin Azayach. The Amala, because if the Ikimta is that we're talking about where you said Tzi Maisiya Daich Bim Zayin Azayach, Baila Mai Chayev, so why is the husband obligated to support her? Meaning, if the case of the Odin and the Evid is talking about where he said Tzi Maisiya Daich Bim Zayin Azayach, and that's why he doesn't have to support her, and when it says he keeps the Maisiya Daim, it just means the Hadafa, so the safe of the Braisa that talks about the parallel case with Anisha has to be talking about the same case. And over here it says that the husband is Chayev Bim Zayin Yisayach. Now if it's talking about where he said, Tzi Maisi Yadayach Bim Zayin Yisayach, then why is he Chayev Bim Zayin Yisayach? A husband can also say, Tzi Maisi Yadayach Bim Zayin Yisayach. Even though a husband has an obligation to support his wife, but if he says, just keep your Maisi Yadayach in lieu of support, that's something he has a right to do. And the Gemara is a little wordy, and the Gemara says, Umid the Seif of the Layamala, and being that the Seif is clearly talking about a case where he didn't say, Tzi Maisi Yadayach Bim Zayin Yisayach, must be in the Reisha, it's the same thing. I'll tell you it's talking about where he did say it. He said it in the Reisha and he said it in the Sefer. If he said it, why is the husband chayv to support her? The Isha B'Dalai Safka, it's talking about where she's not earning enough income. And being that she's not earning enough income, he still has a chayv to support her. If she's not earning enough income, then you have to make the same akimt in the Reisha, where the other told the Eved, where he's not earning enough income. If he's not earning enough income, so why is it that he's not chayev to support her? The reason is because even though b'dalei safka, a husband still has a chayev to support his wife, but b'dalei safka, like we said in the previous Gemara, the other does not have a chayev to support his eved. So really, the nekudas achiluk is whether or not the Adoin and the husband have a chayev to support b'dalei safka. That was something that already played itself out in the Gemara's discussion of our Mishnah, and that's the insight of what's going on over here. But again, the Olam is talking about where he said, "See, Maisi Yodachem Bimzayin Esecha, See, Maisi Yodayach Bimzayin Esayach." But the Gemara asks one more kasha. V'hamid iktani seifa. If you look at the seifa of the seifa, right? We're already talking about the seifa, but this is the seifa of the seifa. This is the second part of that brisa that was talking about a husband whose wife killed b'shoig again. Now was in the Ir Miklad. So it says, "V'im amalat see Maisi Yodayach Bimzayin Esayach." If the husband's Mefurish said, "See, my sedaik from Zayin Esayach Rashoi." That's something that he has a right to do. So again, the Braisa first talked about an eved that killed b'shoig. Again, he went to Galus. What's the halacha? A Rabbi Chayv l'Zayinoy, and he gets to keep the Ma'aseh Yadayim. Good. Then the Braisa moved on to talk about a seifa, talk about an isha shagolsa l'ir mikla. So what's the halacha over there? By l'chayev b'mzayinoy seha. And then the Braisa continues and says, "Vim amala tzi maisi adayich b'mzayinoy sayich rashoi." It's going to be okay. Now, from the fact that the second part of the seifa is clearly talking about where the husband said tzi maisi adayich b'mzayinoy sayich michlal dereisha deloy amala. So clearly, the first part of the seifa is talking about where he didn't say tzi maisi adayich b'mzayinoy sayich. If the first part of the seifa is talking about where he didn't say tzi maisi adayich b'mzayinoy sayich, that means the reisha. Meaning, the case of the Eved that went to Ir Miklat is also talking about where he didn't say, Tzi Maisi Yadayach Bim Zayin Yisayach. And still, the Braisa says that the Adoin has no obligation to support his Eved, and he gets to keep the Maisi Yadayach. The Gemara's Dichui was talking about where he said, Tzi Maisi Yadayach Bim Zayin Yisayach, but I know not. How do I know not? I know it from the Sefer. Now, you'll tell me, maybe the Sefer is also talking about Tzi Maisi Yadayach Bim Zayin Yisayach. The problem is, the Sefer of the Sefer is talking about where he said, Tzi Maisi Yadayach Bim Zayin Yisayach, which means the Reish of the Sefer is not talking about where he said, Tzi Maisi Yadayach Bim Zayin Yisayach. And if that's the case, the Reish, as in the Reish, L'chair, is also not talking about where he said, Tzi Maisi Yadayach Bim Zayin Yisayach. So, the Gemara, if the Sefer is talking about where he said, Tzi Maisi Yadayach Bim Zayin Yisayach, So the Gemara says, we're going to have to be madchik a little bit. No, this is the seifa. The imma spekis. if she made enough income, this is the safe of the safe of Amalan. He told her, "See, my seidaichum zayin isayach rashoy." In this that case, it's going to be okay. Me, lo'olam the whole brayza mitchilav atzoyf is talking about where he said, "See, my seidaichum zayin isayach," or the lashon ikev, "See, my seidaichum zayin isayach." That's what the whole brayza is talking about. And therefore, by the Eved, where you could always say, whether he makes enough money, doesn't make enough money, it's easy. So the halacha is, keep your ma'aseh dying, and I'm not supporting you. Oh, and by the way, if you end up making money, and even make more money, so then I'm going to get to keep it. That's the hadafah that the Brisa was talking about. The second part of the Brisa is talking about where a man did the same exact thing to his wife. And the Brisa said it in two cases. What's the two cases? Not one where he said, "Tzi ma'aseh da'ichum zayin isayach," and the other one is where he didn't say, "Tzi ma'aseh da'ichum zayin isayach." Both parts of the Brisa, he said, "Tzi ma'aseh da'ichum zayin isayach." The chilek is she making enough money to support herself or not? If she's not making enough money to support herself, then the husband's going to have to support her. If she is making enough money to support himself, that's the safe of the safe. In maspekes, then the halach is, Rasha, it's going to be okay. Freit the Gemara, one last question. Maspekes, my what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of the last part of the brayso? Woman went to her miklat. The husband said, "See, my siyadayich b'mzayin esayich." She's earning enough money, so the halach is he doesn't have to support her. Why would you think not? If when you learn masechtas ksubas and you go through the tnoi ksuba, the halach is the husband can always tell his wife, "See, my siyadayich b'mzayin esayich." So why would you think that this case is different? So the gemara says a geshmak esvar. I would have thought kol kfud bas melech penima. I would have thought that maybe to tell a woman, when she's living in her hometown, where it's easier for her to get around, maybe that's okay. But to go now to a friend of place, she's in a near mikla, she's not really comfortable over there. It could be, is a role, and it's a svara to say that the husband now can't say, Kamash Malon, that's not a svara. So even though a husband could always say, but you would have thought maybe in a near miklat it's different because of this tznius issue, Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush, that you don't say this svara. But the bottom line is, this was the second failed attempt to prove the shayla. Can you or can you not? First thing more, try proving it from the Mishnah. Gemara said there was no hechrach, and then the Gemara tried proving it from the Braisa, the Eved that killed B'shoigig, who goes to Ir Miklad, and the Gemara failed there as well. So the Gemara, attempt number three. Leimin Katanoi. Maybe this Shaila of whether or not an Adon can tell his Eved, Asei imi ve'enei zoncho, is really a machloikis tano. Rabshim Gamliel Loim, Rabshim Gamliel said, Yochel Eved Leimin the Rabbi, B'shnei B'tzayris, an Eved can tell his master during a hunger year, Oy Parneseini, either support me, Oy Hoitzienu L'cheiris, or set me free. So it's a hunger. Eved goes over to his master and he says, I'm giving you two choices. Take care of me or give me a get shecher. It's okay. Shimon Gamliel says that this is something that an Eved can say. The chachamim say, HaRishus B'yad Rabbi. No, the Adon is the one that calls the shots. And you can't strash the Adon like this. And if the Adon wants to free you, he'll free you. And if not, not. But there's no halacha that even in the Shnei B'tzayris, this is something you're allowed to do. So there's a machlokes over here. Could an Eved give an Adon an ultimatum or not? It sounds a little bit that maybe the machlokes is that was sugi. Umar Savar, Yachal, Umar Savar, Eina Yachal. It sounds like the Chachamim that say Rishus B'yadoi. The Adon could do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to support his Eved. He holds Yachal, Rav, Loimil, Eved, Asay, Imi, Ve'ine, Zanch. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel that says no. The Eved can give the Adon an ultimatum. It sounds like that the Adon can't just say, therefore, fakir, the Eved can tell the other, oy parneseini, oy hoitznieni lecheiros. But the Gemara says, if that's really the machloikis, meaning I hear it, but if that's the machloikis, I'll ask you two kashas. Number one, v'tizbra, hi, oy parneseini, oy hoitznieni lecheiros. What's the ultimatum? Either support me or set me free. Those aren't the two choices. What should the two choices be? Oy parneseini, oy tenli maizayotai, but parnesasimi baile. Either support me or let me at least keep my maizayotai. Since when is there a choice to just let me free? It's just a funny other tzad. V'oid, another question the Gemara says, Maishna b'shnei b'tzayres. If the machloikis in this brisa is Yachal Rav Loi Melevet or Ein Yachal Rav Loi Melevet, so why were they arguing during a hunger year? Meaning it sounds like there's something else going on over here. Snuck the Gemara, there is something else going on over here. Ela hacha b'mayaskin in the case is the amaleit say Maisi Yodach l'mzayin oisach. It's talking about what the Adin told the Zevet, say Maisi Yodach l'mzayin oisach, which everybody holds the Adin can do. And not only does everybody hold the Adin can do it, but the Adin can do it even if it means that the Eved is not going to have enough money to support himself, right? That's clear. Even though a husband who can tell his wife, see my Zidach Mizayin Zayach, can't do it if she doesn't earn enough income to support herself, but the Adin can do it to his Eved even if he doesn't earn enough money. However, the case was, it was a hunger year. And because there was a hunger, it was difficult to make parnasa. It was hard. A rough economy. And as a result, now we didn't have enough. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, in this very unique situation, the Eved can come to the Adin and he can tell him the following. Oy parnaseini, oy haitzieni lecheres. Either support me, or not give me my ma'isi adayim, because giving me my ma'isi adayim, which was the Gemara's first kasha, is not going to help me. But set me free. And the reason I want you to set me free is ki heichad chazuli in shum rachman olar. It's like these people have rachmanos on me. And Rashi says, people are not going to have rachmanos on an eved. But at the same time, on a ben chayrim, people will have rachmanos. So set me free so that people will have rachmanos on me. So the reason there's a koyach atayna is dafka because there was in a shnei betzairis. And he wants to be free. That is the only thing that's going to help him. Give me my ma'isi adayim, it's not helping me. That's not his taina. It's not the sugya over here. The sugya is, free me, it's like this people have rachmanos on me. This guy's dying. For Rabbanan Sabri, Rabbanan Ho, man, the merachim abnei chari, av denami ruchum merachim. People that have rachmanos on a ben chari will have rachmanos on an eved. Also, freeing this eved will not have any impact on whether or not people have rachmanos on him. And as a result, you don't have any karech ha-taina. But the bottom line is, the machlekes of Shimon Gamliel l'chachamim is not in a classic example where it's talking about a very unique situation. It was a Shnei Betzairis, and this man is dying, this Eved is, and he wants the people to take care of him. And in his mind, the only time people will take care of him is if he's a Ben Chayim. If he's an Eved Knani, no one's going to care for him. And as a result, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's a good Koyach HaTayna, and he could tell the other, either you take care of me, Oy Hoytzienu L'Cheiris, I have a right to be taken care of. That's a schus that I have in a Shnei Betzairis where things are very, very difficult. And the Chachamim say that not because they disagree with the underlying Svara, but they hold that man de merachim abnei chari avdenami ruchumi merachim. Now, why would you think that people wouldn't have rachmanus on an Eved Kanani? Like, what's the shakl of Atari over here? It sounds like it's the machlokes of Shimon Gamliel the Chachamim. Do people have rachmanus on an Eved Kanani or not? So from Rashi, it sounds a little bit like the reason people would not have rachmanus on an Eved Kanani is because he's not a full-fledged yet. An Eved Kanani we know is the Yisrael b'miktsas. So he's not a Yehudi, but he's also not a Yehudi. He's somewhere in between. So being that he's not a full-fledged Yid, so there's makom to think that people won't have Rachmanis on him. What's the tzad to think that people would have Rachmanis on him? Because Ashtikla Yid he is. Last Rashi on the Yomid. The Shaykh b'mitzvahs ki'isha. L'maisa is chayiv mitzvahs. And being that he's chayiv mitzvahs, so that's as far that maybe people would have Rachmanis on him. Either way, an interesting shayla. But the bottom line is, again, this is already strike three. You have no raya from this braisa to this shayla of Yochel Rav Loim Elevet Aseh Imi Ve'en Ezoncha Anat. Zokta Gemara. We tried proving it from a Mishnah unsuccessfully. Then we tried a braisa. That was unsuccessful. Then we brought a machloikis tanoim. Now we said that maybe this shayla is real a machloikis tanoim. That was unsuccessful as well. So now we're going to shift from trying to prove the shayla from tanoim, and we'll try to prove it now from Amayram, early Amayram. First, the Gemara is going to try to prove it from the Amayra Rav, and then the Gemara is going to try and successfully prove this Shaila from the Amayra Rav Yoichanan. Zok the Gemara, Toshmat, Amay Rav, Rav said, Amakdash Yidei Avdoi, if somebody makes the hands of his Eved Hekdash. So this person essentially was just Makdash his Eved. Oysoya Eved, this Eved has a problem. If he wants to support himself, so it's not so Pasha. His income, the chura, belongs to Hekdesh. So says Rav, this is what he does. Loiva, this Eved should borrow money, the oichel, and use that money that he borrowed to be able to buy himself food. For oisa, then he should work, upayreya, and take the money that he earns to pay up his loan. So traditionally, if a person wants to support himself, go to work, make money, and support yourself. But this person can't do that. And the reason is because the other was makdish day after. So what he should do is he should borrow money and then use the income that he earns, hagam, it's hektish, to pay off his loan. Now the Gemara Amid Beis is going to explain logistically what this all means. But the Gemara says that L'chura, I think you can prove our Shaila from this Memra. Don't you see from here that the Rav can tell his Eved, why? Because essentially the Rav just took ownership of his Eved's Ma'isi Adayim. He made it hektish. Now granted, he's not keeping it for himself, but he took it and decided to pledge it. But he has it. And at the same time, he's not supporting his Eved. How do you know he's not supporting his Eved? Because Rav said that if the Eved wants to eat, he should borrow money and buy food. What does he have to borrow money for? Because the master has to take care of him. So you see, there's a concept that the Adon can take the Ma'isi Adayim of his Eved and at the same time not support him. Sokta Yamara, Shmami no, it's a Mefurish Araya. But the Gemara says, no, Raya, Hachum, Mayaskinon. Maybe it's talking about B'mailu and Mizainis. Maybe he's supporting him. How do you know he's not supporting him? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Yihachi, if he's supporting him, B'mailu v'vaichel. So why does he have to borrow money? The Raya that he wasn't supporting him was because Rav gave it the Yetzah of what this person's supposed to do if he wants to take care of himself. So the Gemara says, Lahadafa. Maybe it means if he needs extras. Meaning the Adon, even if he has a responsibility to support his Eved, but there's a limit of how much he has to support him. So let's say this person needs a little bit extra. He needs a new pair of shoes. I don't know. He needs something. So over there, the Eitz is loifa. That's what you should do. You should borrow and use the money of Hektish to pay back the loan. Zok de Gemara, v'lei malei Hektish. Why can't Hektish say? Meaning, it sounds like anything this person is going to take, this Eved, to pay off the loan, to take care of himself, is coming on the cheshbon of Hektish. So the Gemara's kasha is like this: Bishloima, if the Adon is not supporting the Eved, so that when the Eved is borrowing money and using the Hektish to pay off his loan, it's for the bare necessities that he needs to survive. I hear the halacha a little bit, even though he's using Hektish money. But if this is Hadafa, if this is just extras, how could you take extras on the cheshbon of Hektish? So says the Gemara, why can Hektish say, Ad hashta sagilach balay hadafa, hashta nami tiskilach balay hadafa? And so till now you were getting away fine without a new pair of shoes, right? Without your hadafa. Now all of a sudden you need hadafa. So the Gemara says, no, Hektish kufin nichalei. Hektish actually prefers this person have everything that he needs. Geheche de lishbach avde. So that, like, the person will be able to do better work, and at the end of the day, Hektish is going to end up benefiting. Meaning it's in Hektish's best interest for their Eved to feel good and to feel strong and to be happy and be in a good place, because at the end of the day, who's the real beneficiary? Hektish is the beneficiary. And as a result, this actually works. But the Gemara says, let's try to understand Rav's halach a little bit better. Oiso Poireya, what does this halach even mean? So again, an Adin went and he was Maktish Yidei Avdai. Now, any income that this Eved's going to earn is going to belong to Hektish. The Eved needs to take care of himself. What should the Eved do? Borrow money and then take the money from Hektish and use it to pay off the loan. Now, you can't just use Hektish's money, it sounds like, because it's Hektish's. But what you could do is you can borrow and use the Hektish money. Make the Gemara, how does that help? At the end of the day, oiso peireya kama kama kodeshle. At the end of the day, as he earns money, it's going to be chal hektish. And if as he earns money, it's going to be chal hektish. So what exactly is this accomplishing? Sokta Gemara, it's talking about, but pachos mishava pruta. What you're going to do is that you're going to pay off the loan pachos mishava pruta at a time. So this is very, very tedious. But basically what this man is going to do is he's going to work, and every pachos mishava pruta, he's going to use to pay off the loan. So that, being that he's paying it off pachas mishava pruta, he's never infringing upon Hektish. And this is the reason he has to do it in this roundabout way. Because if he's going to use the Hektish money to support himself, it's going to be very hard to live on pachas mishava pruta. Terry says, you're going to take a regular loan, and you're going to now borrow money, you'll be able to buy everything that you need. You'll pay off the loan in very, very small increments. Pachas mishava pruta. Now Rashi and Tosfos both speak out. What's the mile of doing a pachas mishava pruta? It's Hektish. Zok Rashi and Zok Toysis, Dolei Chayil Hektish Apachas Meshava Pruta. Hektish is not Chal on Pachas Meshava Pruta. It's a Chiddush, and you have to know why. I'm Bachrein. But Hektish is not Chal on Pachas Meshava Pruta, and mean that Hektish is not Chal on Pachas Meshava Pruta, that's what this Eitz is going to be. So again, we thought we had a Raya from Rav. Rav said that if someone's Maktish Yidei Avdai, so the Eved is Loiva V'Oichel Oiso Upeire. The Hektish is Chal, but at the same time, for the Eved to support himself, he should borrow money and then pay off the loan from Hektish, pachas mishava prut. It sounds like the Adon is not supporting the Eved. Because if the Adon is supporting the Eved, why does he have to borrow money to support himself? The other is taking care of him anyways. So the Gemara said, oh, this is a raya. Yochel Rav, loy mele eved, asei imi ve'en izantcha. Sounds like a very strong raya, but the Gemara was doichet. The Gemara says, nahacha b'mayaskina b'maylo mezlein. It's talking about where really the Adon was supporting him. What was the kasha if he's supporting him? Then why does he need to borrow money? And even better, why does he have a right to borrow money? The answer is, he's doing it for hadafa. I'll prove to you that the second understanding of Rav, the dichoy, is correct. That really it's talking about b'maylo mezoynis. Really, Rav holds that an adon can't say, asnei imi ve'ena zancha. He's supporting him, and this whole shail over here was only negay the hadafa. Why do I know that? I'm a Rav, because Rav said, makdish de avdoy. If someone's makdish is eved, ois eved, ois avaycho, David could do whatever he wants. Dil iloy, avdaman polichle, because if he's not going to be able to support himself, who's going to take care of himself? Now, this sounds like a stira. In the first statement that Rav made, Rav said, makdish de avdoy, the eved needs to borrow money and figure out a way to pay off his loan. Here, Rav said, just do your own thing with a svara, because if you're not going to take care of yourself, who's going to take care of you? So the chord is a stira. So how do you reconcile the stira? So the Gemara says, Gishmak, I'm a bishloima. Bishloima, if you're going to tell me that really Rav holds that the Adon can't say, asei imi ve'enei zayncha. And the first statement that Rav said was an akimta. What was the akimta? Where he's actually supporting him, meaning Hitaka is supporting him. And the loiv of Eichel wasn't for the support. It was for the hadafa. So the first price, or the first statement of Rav, is talking about where he was supporting him. Meaning he can't tell him, I say, and the second price, or the second statement of Rav, is talking about where he was not supporting him, being that he wasn't supporting him. It's very good. So again, the Adon has to support his Eved if he wants to take his Ma'asei Yadayim. Because the Rav can't say, Asei imi ve'ene zancha. So the first Rav is talking about where he's taking care of him. Being that he's taking care of him, it's Chal v'Hekdesh, because he has a Schus in the Ma'asei Yadayim. That's why, if you need Hadafa, you have to do it in this roundabout way. The second Rav is talking about where he's not supporting him. Oh, if I'm not supporting you, I can't take your Ma'asei Yadayim. I can't take your Ma'asei Yadayim. The Hekdesh is not Chal. If the Hekdesh is not Chal, it's very good. But if you're going to tell me that the first statement of Rav is talking about where he's not supporting him, but not the Einu Yachal, but the Yachal, but Adon could say, I say, imi ve'enei zancha. If that's the case, so what's pshat in the second Rav? The Eloi of the man polichle? Then how do you understand the second statement that Rav said? Here, Rav all of a sudden said, amak tishu de avdoi, oisei eved, oisei ve'eichol, do your thing. Why the Eloi of the man polichle? Because who's going to take care of you? Freit the Gemara, and the Gemara just says it like in a sarcastic way, that, I don't know, man deboi niflichle, whoever wants to take care of him should take care of him. But the bottom line is, the hektish is chal. What kind of smart is that? That the hektish shouldn't be chal. Elav shmamina ina yachl shmamina. Must be, the only way to make sense of the two statements of Rav is to say that really the Adon can't say, I say imi ve'ene zancha. The first Rav is talking about where he was supporting him, thus he has a schos in the Ma'asei Yadayim, thus the hektish is chal, thus the only way the Eved can have anah from his Ma'asei Yadayim, if he needs anafa, if he needs hadafa, is by borrowing and using it, his income, pachas mishav apruta, to pay back the loan. The second statement of Rav is talking about where he wasn't supporting him. If he wasn't supporting him, he has no schus in his ma'asei yadayim. If he has no schus in his ma'asei yadayim, that's why the hektish is not going to be chal. So again, we're 0-4 now. We tried proving whether or not an adon could say, asei imi ve'ene zancha from our Mishnah, unsuccessful. We tried that hard braisa with the Eved Shagala, near Mikla, that was unsuccessful. Then we thought it was Machlis of Shem Gamliel and the Chachamim, that was unsuccessful. And then we said, but Rav said something. I think you can prove it from Rav. The Gemara was doicha that as well. Zok the Gemara, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from the following. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Akitei yad avdei shel chaveiro. If somebody chops off the hand of his friend's eved. So, his friend had an eved Knani, and now he chopped off his hand. So the halach is noisein shiftoi v'refuasoi l'rabboi. The person, the mazik, the choyvel, has to give sheves and ripoi to the master of this eved. V'oisoi ha'eved nizoi minat tzedaka. And as it relates to the eved is going to have to be supported from tzedaka. Nobody has an obligation to support his eved. So we know a choyvel b'chaveir is chay v'chamisha dvar. Right? If somebody's choyvel and his friend, he's chay v'nezek. Tsar, ripoy, sheves, boishes. This statement of Rabbi Yochanan is talking specifically about sheves and ripoy. So that's what we'll talk about. So a man knocked off the hand of his friend's Eved Kanani. So what's the halacha? You have to pay Sheves and you have to pay Ripui. Who do you give it? You give it to the other. It makes sense. What's Sheves? Sheves is the money that's being lost as a result of the fact that this man can't work. Well, this is an Eved. An Eved doesn't work for himself, he works for his Adon. Being that he works for his Adon, so who's going to get the Sheves? The rabbi is going to get it, and the Ripui is going to go to him as well. So the Sheves goes to rabbi, that's what we need, and the Eved gets supported from Stalkos. Isn't it Mefurish from here that the Adon can say, why? Why is it Mefurish? Because if the Adon is taking the Sheves, that means the Adon is taking the Ma'aseh Yadayim. Now, it's not regular Ma'aseh Yadayim. This is not your traditional paycheck. He's taking disability. But at the end of the day, what's this money coming for? It's coming for his Ma'aseh Yadayim. Who's taking it? The Adon's taking it. So Lucheri should have to support him. So here, he takes the Ma'aseh Yadayim, the equivalent thereof, but he doesn't support him. So you see clearly, Yochel Rav, Loi Mila Avdei, Asei Imi, V'Enei Zoncho. How do you see Enei Zoncho? Oh, you see Evan, he's a Menat Stalko. Talking about that he was supporting him. No. He Hachi, Amai, he's a Menat Stalko. So what's he taking from Stalko if the other is supporting him? He gets to keep the Hadafa, meaning anything extra that he would need, that he should go to Stalko. But the Gemara says, Hachi, a technical question. Nizoin. What was the Lashon? Voice Evan, Nizoin Menat Stalko, Mispanis me by the Mizoin means mizoinus. Misparnas is more of a general term. But what does parnasa mean? Parnasa doesn't mean food. Parnasa means everything that a yid needs. So if it meant hadafa, it should have said, oh, it's even misparnas menat staka. Nizah menat staka, it sounds like we're humbling the mizoinus. El lav shmami, no, it's mizoinus. And if that's the case, yochol, you see from here, yochol rab, loy mele eved, asay imi vein ezoncho, shmami, no. This would seem to be proof, klar, that an adon can say, asay imi, the Enoi's uncle. Just one postscript to this Gemara. On my mind, then we'll wrap it up. Noisin shiftoi virafuasei l'rabbi. The Braisa said that if someone's kreteya yad avdei shal chaveiro, he takes the Sheves and the Ripui and he gives it to the Adon. So the Gemara shiftoi pshita. It's pashit the Sheves goes to the Adon. If the Eved has to work for the Adon, it's obviously the Adon is the one that gets the Sheves. So the Gemara says, rifuasei it's tricholei. The Ripui is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the Ripui goes to Rabbi. But the Gemara says, Ripui, I don't even understand why it goes to the Rabbi. Refuase didehi, the Bayit Suyeba, right? The Ripui should go to who? It should go to the Chayla. He's the one that needs the Ripui. The purpose of the Ripui is not to make a few extra dollars. The purpose of the Ripui is medical bills. So if that's the case, for sure it should go to the Eved. The Gemara says, it's talking about when this person went to the doctor said that he was going to need Ripui, treatment for 5 days. For Abdullah Samah Kharifa, but they ended up making something very, very strong. And this person ended up getting healed in 3 days. I would have thought, that who should keep the extra money now? Meaning he just got a check from the insurance company for 5 days. He only needed 3 days. So who ends up keeping the extra 2 days? You would have thought the Eved should keep it. And the reason is because why was he able to get away by only needing 3 days of treatment? Because he was willing to endure something very, very intense. So you would have thought that being that it was his tsar that allowed us now to have this extra money, maybe he should keep it. Kamashwan, that's the chiddush, that the Ripui goes to the Adon. And that's the reason we mentioned Shiftai. Meaning Shiftai is Pasha that goes to the Adon. We mentioned Shiftai, Agav Ripui. Ripui, the Gemara's cash is, why does it go to the Adon? But what was the question? Shiftai and Ripui both go to the Adon. Shiftai, why is Pshita goes to the Adon? And Ripui, why does it go to the Adon? The Teretz is, the Ripui is talking about where there's extra Ripui money. Why is the extra? Because we thought he would need 5 days worth. He only needed 3 days worth. Kamash Malon, that it goes to the Adon. And once we mentioned that the Ripui goes to the Adon, Bederech Agav, we mentioned that the Sheves goes to the Adon as well. So what's the bottom line? Bottom line is, getting Daf Yud Beis, not one of the easier Dafin. Discuss what? Halacha that really has nothing to do with our Masechta. And that is, Yochel Rav Loi Mele Eved Asei Imi Ve'Eno Zoncho, or Ein Yochel Rav Loi Mele Eved Asei Imi Ve'Eno Zoncho. The Gemara thought we had a riot from our Mishnah. What was the riot from our Mishnah? Because the Chachamim hold that although Gerishin is a Choyv, Shichrur is a Schos, and the reason is that a husband has to support his wife, but an Adon does not have to support his Eved. Oh, an Adon doesn't have to support his Eved. For sure he keeps his Maisi Yadayim, that's what being an Eved means. You give away everything that you earn, and the other doesn't have to support. Oh, Shma Mino, Yochel Rav, Loim Eleved, Aseimi, Vein Ezoncha. Mara says, no, there's no Raya from the Mishnah, I can make an Akimta. Then we had a Braisa, there's no Raya from the Braisa. Then we had a Machloikis of Shimon Gil and the Chachamim, could be that Machloikis is no Shaykhis to this either. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara got involved with the Amoraim, specifically Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And really, if you go back clearly and you look at the latter part of the daf, what emerged is that Rav holds Ein HaRav Yochel Loim Le'Eved Aseh Imi Vein Ezoncha, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Yochel HaRav Loim Le'Eved Aseh Imi Vein Ezoncha. But the Gemara first tried proving that Rav holds Yochel HaRav Loim Le'Eved Aseh Imi Vein Ezoncha. Then the Gemara was Doichid, and then the Gemara said Hachi Nami Mistabra like the Dichoy. And the final words of the Gemara's discussion in Rav was El Alav Shmamino Eino Yochel Shmamino. And then when it came to Rabbi Yochanan, where we proved Rabbi Yochanan, Yochel Rav Loim Le'Eved Aseh Imi Vein Ezoncha, the Gemara said El Alav Shmamino Yochel Shmamino. So in the final analysis, I think it's a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav holds that the Odin can tell the Zeved Aseh Imi Vein Ezoncha, and Rabbi Yochanan holds the Odin can tell the Zeved Aseh Imi Vein Ezoncha. So what's the halach? If it's a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, so we know in Klali Ashas, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. And if that's the case, the halacha you would think would be that an Adoin can tell his Eved, Aseh Imi Ve'in Ezoncha. And the truth is, it's a mefurisho halacha in Rambam, where the Rambam says in Hilchas Avadim, it's Perik Tes Halacha Zayin. Yochel HaRav Loimer La'Avdei HaKnani, Aseh Imi Ve'in Ezoncha. The Adin has a right to tell his Eved, "I say, Imi, I want you to work for me. If in Ezamcha, I'm not going to support you." The Adin has no responsibility to support his Eved Kanani. Now, to be clear, we're talking about an Eved Kanani, not an Eved Ivri. But either way, that is the Rambam's Pesach, and it's based on Rabbi Yochanan's Memra. And even though from Rav it was Mavur, not that way, but if there's a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we know the rule. The rule is we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So just one light ha'ara, and that is this Gemara in Masechtas Yuma. Daf ayin heyam aleph. The Gemara brings a brayse. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, "Boyu re'ei shaloi kemidas Hakadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Midas basav adam maknid es chaveiro. If somebody gets upset at his friend, yoyredim alachay, he's gonna try to kill him, or at the very least, yoyredim alachay always means he tries to take away his parnasa. Aval Hakadosh Baruch Hu einoy kein. But the Eibush is not that way. The Eibush gets upset." But not only is he not Yoyredim Alechayev, but there's a tremendous Midas HaRachamim that Hashem conducts himself with specifically towards people that he's angry at. How so? Kilil as HaNachash. You find that the Eibishter cursed the Nachash. And Hashem told the Nachash, Al Gechoim Choteilech. Right? You're going to have to walk on literally on your stomach. He lost his feet. Oilu Legag, stating that this Nachash, who is literally cursed, if he goes to a roof, if that's where he finds himself, Mizoinoi Savimai. He eats offer, right? So his Mizoinis are always there. Yoyer Lamata, if he's on the bottom, Mizoinoi Savimai. He always has food. So that you see clearly that even though the Abishah was Makal the Nachash, Abalamais, it's with tremendous Rachmanis. The Brisa continues and says, Kila les Kanan. The Abishah cursed Kanan. What was the curse that Kanan had? Vihi Kanan Eved Lomai. The Kanan would be an Eved forever. Stating that, Oichel Masher Rabbi Oichel. An Eved? And Eved Kanani, right? Kanan we're talking about, always gets to eat what his master eats. V'shoysa masha rabbi shoysa. And always gets to drink what the master is drinking. Kilo eso isha. Eved the curse the isha. Chava. Yet hakol rotzen acharel. In the curse that the isha has, l'mais, everybody runs after her. Kilo eso adama. Eved the curse the adama. And hakol nizan emena. Everybody supported from the adama. So said Rabbi Yossi, Boyu re'ei shaloi ki midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Midas basav adam. Makten es chaveiro yoyredim alachayim. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see from the klolas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu how he conducts himself. Look at the klol of the Nachash, the klol of Kanan, the klol of Chava, and the klol of the Adam. But what we need is the klol of Kanan. Kila less Kanan, yet Oichel Masher Rabbi Oichel, V'shoysa Masher Rabbi Shoysa. The Marsha, on this Gemara in Chedushei Agadis, Yuma Daf Ayin Heyam and Aleph says that This brayse of Rabbi Yossi is kemanda amar. It's going according to the manda amar that holds shelo yochol loymer leyasei imi ve'en izancha. It's like the manda amar that holds that an odin can't tell his eved kenani asei imi ve'en izancha. Who's that manda amar? It's Rav in Gittin Daf Yud Beis. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that an odin can say asei imi ve'en izancha. So then it's not true. The Eibishter was Mekalo Kanan, and what? He's Oichel Masher Rabbi Oichel V'Shoisa Masher Rabbi Shoisa. It's not true. Where is he Oichel Masher Rabbi Oichel V'Shoisa Masher Rabbi Shoisa? If the other one wants, he could say, Asnei Imi Ve'en Ezoncho. This could be a one-way relationship. So Zoktim Arshot, this Brice of Rabbi Yossi is going Davka Alibet the Rav, but this Brice is not going Alibet the Rabbi Yochanan, which is a little Tzorich Beer, because we Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. A, and B, if there's a Brice and not like Rabbi Yochanan, then isn't that a little bit of a kasha? Tosfos says in Ksubas Daf Ches Amud Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tanu Balu. So if that's the case, not so poshit that you have a brice over here, not like Rabbi Yochanan. That's what the Marshal speaks out in the Chedushei Agadas. So I was thinking, just to say, and maybe it's poshit, the Rambam, at the very, very end of Hilchos Avodim, so the Rambam does what he very often does at the end of each Masechta in Mishneh Torah, he gives a Musa Shmuz. So says the Rambam, Mutter Laboi Be'evet Kanani Befarech. It's mutter for a person to work his eved kenani beforech. Milosh and avoid this parech. Like the Yidden had to work when they were in Mitzrayim. Meaning you can get very, very intense. And by the way, this one line, mutter lavi eved kenani beforech, that's a combination of the Rambam talking by Richos about how an Adoin has to treat his eved ivri with utmost respect, but the eved kenani not nearly as much. So says the Rambam, it's mutter to literally force an Eved Kanani into Avodas Parach. Afal pi shadin kach. But says the Rambam, even though that's true, Midas Chasidus v'darkei hachochma, the Midas Chasidus and the darkei hachochma is ye Adam Rachamon. A person should be compassionate. V'roid of tzedek. And he should always be running after doing the right thing. V'layach bit uloy al avdoi. And he shouldn't make things too difficult for his eved. And he shouldn't be mitzayir him. And he should give him to eat, and he should give him to drink from his own food. Chachamim Harishonim says the Rambam, "Hayu noisim le'eved mikol tafshel v'tafshel shoyu oichlin." When they would sit and they would eat, they would take from every tafshel that they ate, and they would share with their eved. Umaktim in mozin abehemus va'avodim al sumas atzma. In fact, they would do the same with the behemus, and they would give the avodim and the behemus to eat before they ate themselves. Hareyu oimer. The pasuk says, "Keine avodim al yad adineyan, keine shivchel yad gvirto." So at its they understood that the Eved looks up to the Adoin, and the Shifcha looks up to the Gvirta. And they responded accordingly. And that's the way they would treat their Eved and their Shifcha. The Chain says the Rambam, there's a Midas Chasidus, and Darkei Achachma that lo yivazeo. You shouldn't embarrass your Eved. Lo biyad, not with your hand, v'lo yivadvarim, not with words. La'avdus masran akosif, says the Rambam. The Torah allowed you to have this Eved work for you, but v'lo yivabusha. But the Torah didn't give you a license to embarrass him. Says the Rambam, "V'le'yar b'alav tzok of the kas." You shouldn't yell at your eved. You shouldn't get angry at your eved. El yadaber ima benachas. You should talk edel. The yishma tanoisav. You should hear him out. The chem mitfurish b'darke iyov hatovim. And then you find that iyov said in a pasuk, and the Rambam brings a long pasuk in iyov. And then he continues, "V'eino achzorius v'azus mitzuya elu b'goyim ha'revim." He says the only place that you find achzorius and azus is by any yehudim. Avul zarish al Avram Avinu, but zarish al Avram Avinu v'hem Yisrael she'ashpia lam hakadosh baruch hu toivas ha'toyro v'tzivam b'chukam. They have Rachmanis and they have Rachmanis on everybody. And that's the mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shet Tzivanu Lihidama Yisbahem. The Eibishter told us that we should be like him. And by the Eibishter it says, V'rachamav al kol masav the rabbis, everything. And our chiyuv, our responsibility to be compassionate is V'rachamav al kol masav as well. Because our inyan is Mahu racham avato rachum. So your chiyuv rachmanis is like the Eibishter's chiyuv rachmanis. And the Eibishter's chiyuv rachmanis is V'rachamav al kol masav. V'chol ha-merachim, says the Rambam, merachim in all of. Any person that has rachmanis, the Eibishter is going to have rachmanis on you. Shenema v'nosim l'cha racham v'rachamecha v'rbecha. Any that has rachmanis, the Eibishter is going to be merachim on you. I think it's kedai to mention, we haven't spoken this out in a long time, the epic Maramachim that Rabbi Yehuda Asad brings in a tshuva with Rabbi Yehuda Asad's son. So he asked him a shaila. He wanted to know a chumrah maybe. We know that the Magen Avraham says he's supposed to be machmer during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So he had an einfal. His einfal was, you're allowed to shecht an animal on Yontif. Stating that, there's Rishonim that hold that it's not so pashut. So he called, he reached out to his father, and he said that maybe on Rosh Hashanah, where it's Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and people find chumras and you're machmer on certain minyanim, maybe you shouldn't do shechita on Rosh Hashanah. That was his etzah. If you're machmer on paspalter and different things, so maybe you should be machmer not to do shechita based on shechitas Rishonim that holds it's not so pashut to do shechita on Yontif. So he wrote back to him, I hear what you're saying. But he said, La'anias daiti, I want to say much better. He said, Rosh Hashanah is doch the Yom Adin. And on the Yom Adin, everybody's looking for rachamim. You're going to the Eibishter and you're asking the Eibishter to have rachmanos on you. He said, Kolam rachim ala briyos mirachim in olam in Hashamayim. He says, on Rosh Hashanah, you're going to shecht an animal? Shechting an animal is achzorius. And even though it's true, you're allowed to do it. It's mutal lechatchilo. But ein mikri yoitza midei psutai, it's still achzorius. And being that it's still achzorius, he wrote to his son, my hergish is that on Rosh Hashanah you shouldn't shecht. Don't shecht on Rosh Hashanah. Because kolam merachim ala briyas merachim nolav shamay. And he shtelt to the Gemara above a mitziah, where the Gemara says that there was an eagle that was on its way to the slaughterhouse, and it ran to Rebbe, and he said, Rebbe, save me. And Rebbe looked at the eagle, and he says, you want me to save you? Zil! Lokach natzart, you were put on this world to be shechted. And the Gemara says that Rebbe had tremendous yisurim because of what happened. Because he was insensitive to this animal. Because he didn't fully have rachma. Again, this is Rebbe, mitzadikim et akdim kechot asayru. But said Rebbe Yehuda Asad, you see, kolam erachim, it's for rachma val kol masov, like the Lashon of the Rambam. You have to have rachmanas on everybody and everything. And if that's the case, that's my heritage. Then he writes to him at the end. He said, Achre shekasafti zois karasi l'shoichti demasam mumchen depoi. He said, I reached out to all the shoichtim here in Serdaheli, that's where Rabbi Asad was Rav, and he said, Rab Shmu Weiss, Neira Yair. So now it's Sefsois of Doivois Bekever. But he reached out to the Shoichit of the town, Rab Shmu Weiss, and I asked him, tell me, what's the minute? Do you do Shechit on Rosh Hashanah or not? And he told me that there's a minig bechol tfutzais Yisrael not to shecht an animal on Rosh Hashanah kidei sheloi lahazik shum beryo. He said v'nei nesi shekiyamti misvara. I had know that I was mechavin to this minig. This Rabbi Yehuda Asad writes, but al-Kopanim, the Rambam says v'rachma v'kol masav, and he says it as the postscript here to Hilchas Avodin, that even though it's true that the halacha is yochel rav loy mila avdo yasei imi venu zoncho and mutal avoy bevet nani befarech and by the way loy lebem tavoydu etc etc. So there's a whole Shulchan Aruch when it comes to an Eved Kanani. But that, the Rambam says, that's me Ikar Adin. But as it relates to Midas Chasidus and Medarke Achachmo, then it's already going to be different. What's the Makar to this Rambam? Okay, the Rambam doesn't need a Makar. I mean, the Rambam spoke so beautifully. Incidentally, the Kesem Mishnah's Lashon is that Umasha Kosa Va'afa Pisha Adin Kach Midas Chasidus V'darke Achach V'shiyah Adam Rachman V'chulu Atzoif HaPerek Heim Divrei Rabbeinu V'ru'uyem Eilof. That's what the Kesem Mishnah said. This is all Chidushei Torah of the Rambam. I have no makaris to it. This is Divrei Rabbeinu v'ru'uyem Eilof. It passes for the Rambam, the Hergeshim and the sensitivities that the Rambam said. Aval Lamaisa, the Noisekeum bring him a car. To the Iker Inyan of the Rambam. That even though when Evet Kanadi, it's Mutter, etc., but at the same time, there's a Midas Chasidus Nato. And that is from a Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi really is just one postscript to today's daf. Yerushalmi, if it was in Babli, would have been in today's daf. It's a postscript. Samar had a shayla. Yochel Rav Loi Melevet Asei Mivein Yezoncho Anat. And Lamaskana, we proved, yes. Who said it? Rabbi Yochanan said it. Freak the Gemara Kash. Is that true? Rabbi Yochanan holds Yochel Rav Loi Melevet Asei Mivein Yezoncho? For Rabbi Yochanan, Ochel Kupad, the Yov La'avde, Rabbi Yochanan, when he would sit down and he would eat a kupa, this gishmak atavshol, and he would share it with his eved. Shasi chamer, then he would drink wine. The Yov La'avde, and he would give it to his eved. The kari anafshe, and he would say over a pasuk in Yiv that says haloi vabeten oiseini aso vayechunenu barechem echa. But I'll kapanim. This is what he would say. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan is not no derish of a kain. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said yochel rav loy melevd. I say Mivein Izancho. Rabbi Yochanan himself didn't do that. Amri says the Yerushalmi, Taman b'midas adin. Rabbi Yochanan's halacha was the midas adin. Bram hocha b'midas rachamim. But as it relates to Rabbi Yochanan's own hanhaga, that was already the midas rachamim. And that's what you see mefurish this in you. But I'll kopon him. Going back to the Braisa in Masechtas Yuma Daf Ayin Hey. Amri Rabbi Yosi. Somebody gets upset at you, he's Yoredim Elochayev. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einoy Kein. Kila Sanochosh, wherever he goes, he has his Mezoinus. Kila Les Kenan, Debish the Curse, the Eved,
Oichel Masha Rabbi Oichel, Vishoysa Masha Rabbi Soysha. Zokta Marshal, Chayra, this Gemara is going, Galiba the Rav, in Git and Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds Yochel Rav, Loimel Avdiya, say, Imi Veino Izanch, it's not true that Oichel Masha Rabbi Oichel, Vishoysa Masha Rabbi Soysha. Luchura Yesh Loimar. Fiya Mavur in the Rambam. And the Makar is really in the Yerushalmi. It could be Rabbi Yossi is going a little bit to Rabbi Yochanan as well. I don't know if this Bryce is a kash on Rabbi Yochanan. Because although it's true that Meikar Adin, the Odoin, doesn't have an obligation to go ahead and take care of his Eved, like he does, let's say, according to Rav. But at the same time, Amidas Chasidus et Zichar is. And it's definitely the right thing to do. And it's a halach in Rambam and Mishnah Torah. And it's a Mefurish halach in Yerushalmi that there's an Indian. And maybe that's enough to show Shaloi Kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. The Marshal held that it only works according to Rav. L'churi Yesh Shloimar, that maybe it could work according to Rabbi Yochanan as well. But just to be Messiah with one beautiful word from the Lutzke Rav in the Aznaim L'Toyra. There's a pasuk in Parshas Re. Now this pasuk is talking about the Eved Ivri, not the Eved Kanani, but it's the same difference. The pasuk says, what happens if after 6 years, when the Eved Ivri is allowed to go free, he comes to his master and he says, I don't want to leave. I love you. And your house. It's mamish gevaldik. So what are you supposed to do? You take the drill. You put it by his ear. Ubadel is by the doorpost. This is true for the Eved Ivri and it's true for the Yom Ivri as well. Said the Lutzke Rav. We know Chazal say, wherever it says the word Vayehi in the Torah, Eino Yelo Lashon Tzar. Wherever it says the word Vahaya in the Torah, Eino Yelo Lashon Simcha. The pasuk says, "V'hoya ki yoymar elecha lo yetsa mi'imach." So he says, "Beautiful." Read it inside. Simcha u'besura tayva liYisrael. He says, "This pasuk is a lashon simcha. It's a besura tayva she nitnu loy min hashamayim that the Eibushter gave us chukim tzadikim u'mishpatim yisharim." The Eibushter gave us the Torah. Ha'poysrim es yachsei ha'oved va'amavid ba'oifin kozeh. That dictate our lives in such a way that it's possible that an eved would say, "O hafti es adoyni." And the reason is because this master is ain't a god of a base of Eved b'muma. He has no advantage over his Eved. Loi b'maychel, v'loi b'mishta, v'loi b'shina. Like the pasuk says, ki toiv lo imach. And the Gemara darshins of Masechtas Kedushin from this pasuk that kolakoyne Eved la'atzmoy, kikoyne adon li'atzmoy. So he says, think about Azach Torah, that the halachos are set up in such a way that it's possible that this Eved has an ability to go free. And what's this Eved going to say? He's going to say, no, lo yetzei mi'imach. Ki ahevcha ves beisecha ki toiv lo imach. That's a v'hoya. Simcha gedoylo u'besura toiv li Yisrael. Shenit no leim in ha-shamayim chukim tzadikim u'mishpatim yisharim. That a tshayich that an Eved would say, you hafti es adoini, that's v'hoya. That's in l'cha simcha gedoylo mizu. The fact that we have a daf, a hard daf, but the fact that we have a daf here in Gittin Daf Yud Beis, yochel ha-rav, the fact that we have a machloikis rameir in the chachamim, is it a schus for an eved to go free? Or is it a chay for an eved to go free? You have a hamamina, ben benoy shal hamamina, that in the umas ha'olam before Lincoln freed the slaves, that there would have been a sugya, whether it's a schus for an eved to go free or it's a chay for an eved to go free. The teretz is v'hoya. It's v'hoya zalosh and simcha. It's a besura toiv liYisrael. That the way the mishpatei ha-teirah set up, it's a sugya and shas. Could be it's a schus, could be it's a chay. I'm not sure. You have to sit down and learn two dafin and in shas in order to come up with a shtickel conclusion. And that Rambam, which the Kesef Mishnah said is ru'uyin advarim l'misha amram, the end of Hilchas Avodim, says that's something that's only shayach in HaTorah, that's V'hoya. That was the hergish of the Lutzke Rav. That in the parsha of Avodim, you see the V'hoya. You see what it means to Zayin HaYid.